The Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pleasure in presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter.
Or a bike, or just a rainy day.
Be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to bank Commonwealth, save Commonwealth Bank, Commonwealth now.
Life with Dexter became almost unbearable for the Dutton family recently, and all because of a simple musical instrument. And this musical instrument certainly struck a sour note in the Dutton household. The situation began to develop one evening in the living room when Dexter began singing to himself.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. I, of course, replied, it's something here inside cannot be denied.
Dexter, what's that supposed to be?
What do you mean, what's that supposed to be? Aren't I entitled to sing?
Daddy, was that singing? Well, I thought Dad's lumbago was acting up again.
Well, thank you very much. Anyone else in this house can sing to his heart's content, but I'm not allowed to sing.
But of course you are, dear. We just didn't know that's what you were doing.
Here, go on, Pop. Warble some more.
No, thanks. It seems no one has a musical ear.
I have. That's why it shuddered.
If you'll excuse me, I'll retire.
Oh, Daddy, please don't. We're only joking.
Yeah, sure.
Dexter, you have a charming voice. Reminds me of Como.
Do you mean Perry Como or Tony Como on the vegetable cart?
Perry Como, of course. He sings that song you were trying to... You were singing?
Jesse, I am quite aware I don't have a wonderful singing voice. But at least I have musical knowledge, and I don't sing flat or sharp.
No, Daddy.
You're right on the note every time.
I was taught to read music as a boy, and although it's too late for me to take up the piano again, I've often thought of tackling a simple musical instrument.
Such as what, dear?
Well, such as a...
How about a comb and tissue paper? That's simple.
Oh, why don't you go and be quiet?
Daddy means something like a guitar or violin.
Look, I was thinking of maybe a wind instrument. I should be good with a wind instrument.
Especially if you can find one that needs hot air.
Hi, family, I'm home.
Hello, dear. Have a nice day at the office.
About average.
Hi, Daddy, darling.
Oh, hi, Dad. What are you hiding behind your back?
Well, as a matter of fact, it's a strange-looking black case, and you'll never guess what's in it. Well,
that is a strange-looking case.
Daddy, don't keep us in suspense. What's in it?
I reckon it's a Tommy gun.
Not a Tommy gun. It's a saxophone.
A saxophone?
That's right. Look.
Well, saxophone or Tommy gun, it's still a murderous weapon.
Oh, it's nothing of the kind, Jessie. Look at that. Isn't she a little beauty?
But you can't play one of those.
How much did you pay for that contraption?
It's not a contraption. It's a saxophone. I picked it up secondhand for £6. Practically nothing.
£6?
£6 is practically nothing tonight, but when I ask for 6 shillings, it's a small fortune.
This can be looked upon as an investment. If I don't learn to play it well, I can always get my money back. And if I do become proficient, I might make a lot of money as a musician in my spare time.
Oh, Daddy, how?
What rubbish.
Oh, Dad means you'll blow it outside the local pub on Saturdays while I take round the hat.
Can you stop being ridiculous? What's wrong with a man playing a saxophone merely for relaxation and pleasure? I told you all last night, I can read music.
Yes, dear, but I haven't seen you bring home anything as silly as that since you brought home the stuffed hippopotamus's head.
Oh, play something, Dad. Let's hear it.
Well, I haven't tried to blow it yet. I brought home a book on how to place your hands for the various notes, and I also bought my favorite piece of music, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Oh, wonderful. I hope you also brought home some cotton wool earplugs.
Oh, this house is going to be unbearable.
What's the matter with you females? Haven't you any musical appreciation?
Yes, we have. Oh, just blow us one note, Dad. Go on, any note.
Well... Very well. Why till I hook the gadget round my neck? That's it. Now, bear in mind, I haven't tried to blow it before. Here goes.
That was a pretty note.
It was very light and airy.
Well, give me a chance, will you? It was my first attempt. Well, there's nothing wrong with it. I don't believe there's a reed in the mouthpiece.
Ah, yes, there is. You're not blowing it properly. You blow into a saxophone like a trumpet with a sort of explosion with the lips.
The way your father's puffing, he's likely to explode before his lips.
Well, don't you worry, I'll get it this time. Just takes a few tries to get the knack. did you hear that? I played it.
Was that the saxophone? I thought it was your indigestion.
Very funny. Well, now that I know how to blow a note, I should blow a better one this time. Now, here I go. Well, there. Did I or did I not blow a note that time?
Yes, Dad, you did blow a note, but if the notes you blow don't improve, your family will leave a note and blow.
Well, that sounds to me like a warning to Dexter, that if he doesn't improve on the saxophone, his family will leave him. Mind you, I don't think it'll come to that, but if they do leave, even only to scare him, I know this. No matter where they go, there'll be an office of the Commonwealth Savings Bank nearby. Did you know that nearly every post office in Australia is an agent of the Commonwealth Savings Bank? In addition, there are thousands of business places, ranging from huge stores down to tiny shops, who also act as agents for the bank. At every one of these, your banking business is conducted in the strictest confidence and complete privacy. Did you know, too, that you can open an account at any of these offices? That's a fact. Also, you can make arrangements to draw money from your account at any branch or agency. Now, that's real service and shows clearly that it does make a difference where you save. That's why over 5,200,000 people bank Commonwealth.
Every morning and night, but to have it pounding in your ears on Saturday, too.
Oh, I'm getting used to it. I just imagine I don't hear it.
Oh. You must have a fantastic imagination.
Good morning, Jessie. May I come in?
Oh, Kimberly, come in.
Hello, Mr. Wilmot.
Hi, Mr. Wilmot.
Hi. Jessie, I want to find out if I'm going round the bend or not. Is there or is there not a strange, gruesome noise coming from your house?
There is. You're not going round the bend, but I must admit we're all hanging precariously on that thin dividing line.
I've heard the noise on and off for days now, but whenever I question Dexter about it, all he says is, there is no strange, gruesome noise coming from my house. That's it! That's it! What is it, Jesse? Something wrong with your plumbing? What?
Dexter's learning to play the saxophone.
I don't believe it.
Neither do we, but he's trying.
Dexter, will you come downstairs at once?
Well, I'm coming, Jessie. I'll have to finish my practice.
Dex down there.
Oh, dear. He won't let the saxophone out of his sight.
He practically sleeps with it.
And every night he puts the reed into a glass of water to soak.
No.
Yes. Last night I woke up coughing and took a gulp of water and nearly choked to death.
Well, it's lucky you didn't swallow the reed, Mum. You might have been walking around for days coughing smoke that's in your eyes.
Yes, I've got wonderful news. I've done it. Kate, oh, I didn't know you were here.
Good morning.
Jesse, I've really done it.
You've done your lolly as far as I can see. You're not serious about that saxophone.
I've never been more serious in my life. A few days ago, I could hardly blow it, but now, Jesse, I've done it.
All right, Dexter, what have you done?
I've learned to play the first part of Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
Honest, Dad?
Honest. Sit back and relax, everyone. See if you don't recognize the beginning of the song. quiet, please. I'll just get my fingers set in the right positions. That's got it. Now, listen carefully.
Go on, dear. Is that all?
Well, look, I've learned to play it in a few short days, and you say, is that all? It's a good start.
Of course it is. When you've learned another 400 or 500 notes, learn to play one after the other without going black in the face after each note, you'll have a repertoire of one whole song.
Okay, Dad. The tape recorder's all set up, and I'm ready to record when you are.
Good. Jesse, will you and Janie come in here and listen to this? I'm going to record my first recital.
There'll be no recording this morning. Now, you promised to take Janie and me into town. If you don't leave now, I'll never get my shopping done.
It's Saturday, Daddy, and the shops close at lunchtime.
Saturday? To think that this time last Saturday I could only play one note. Now I can render the whole number.
Render, meaning to tear apart.
Well, tear it apart some other time. Get the car out now and let's go.
Jesse, this won't take a minute to record. I'll still get you and Janie to town in 10 minutes and I'll stay and help you do the shopping.
Oh, very well, but please hurry.
All right, now, you and Janie sit quietly there while Ashley switches on the tape.
It's running, Dad. Better play the sax about a foot away from the microphone in case it blasts.
If I were that poor little tape recorder, I'd blast off for another planet.
Oh, please, now, quiet everybody.
Oh, hello, Mr. Wilmot. I'm the only one home. Dad just took Mum and Compost into town.
He did? Didn't I just hear him blowing his foghorn?
No, I was playing it back on the tape recorder. Dad recorded his piece before he went out. Would you care to hear it?
Would a criminal like to hear his death sentence? No, thank you.
I don't blame you, Mr. Wilmot. I only played back a few bars, and that was hard to take. You'll have to hear the lot when Dad gets home.
Yeah, well, I hope I'm not around it. Hey, wait a minute. You mean your father hasn't yet heard the recording back himself?
No, he hasn't. Mum rushed him out to the car before he had a chance. We'll all be made to sit and listen soon enough.
Ashley, I have an idea so fabulous and fantastic only you or I could have thought of it.
Oh, sounds promising. What is it?
Before I tell you, let's get one thing clear. You and Jane and your mother would like to see Dexter drop this saxophone playing, right?
Right.
Right. Then I've got the answer to it. As you know, Neville Thomas lives only a few doors from me, and he's one of the top saxophonists in this country. I'll go and get Neville right now and bring him back here with his saxophone.
I don't get it.
You will, Ashley. You will. Ashley, here we are. You know Mr. Thomas, don't you?
Sure. How are you, Mr. Thomas?
Oh, I'm fine, Ashley. Looks like we're going to play a gag on your father.
Mr. Wilmot, I've tried to fathom it out while you're away, but I still don't quite get it.
Oh, boy, I gave you more credit. We're going to get Neville to record his version of Smoke Gets in Your Eyes on a different part of the tape.
Well, I guess that much, so I ran back the tape, but how is this going to make Dad give up saxophone playing?
Ashley, this afternoon we'll let him pat himself on the back for his wonderful performance after he mistakes Neville's recording for his own. Then tomorrow we'll give him an earful of the real Dutton version.
Aha!
Because Dexter's playing all that bad?
It's worse.
Mr. Thomas, to people like Mr. Wilmot and me who aren't musicians, Dad's playing is shocking. But to a musician like you, it'd be painfully pulverizing.
All right, everyone, now get comfortably settled. I won't have Ashley switch on the machine till you're all seated.
Come on, Janie, let's get it over with.
As if we don't know what it's going to sound like anyway.
Ready when you are, Dad.
Hi there, Duttons. May I come in?
Oh, come right in, Mr. Wilmot.
Kimberly, you're just in time to hear the chamber music recital.
Oh, good. Is Dexter going to play the saxophone for us?
Oh, KG, I wish you weren't here. You'll be sarcastic. And I'm not really going to play anyway. We're just going to listen to my first tape recording.
Oh, how exciting. What number is it? Smoke Gets in Your Eyes or Smoke Gets in Your Eyes?
If you want to hear it, sit down and listen without any comments.
All right. This is it, Ashley. Keep a straight face.
Oh, come on, Ashley. We haven't all afternoon.
Now, here she is.
Understand it.
Neither do I.
Oh, listen to those notes.
Beautiful. Every note beautiful.
Oh, isn't that cool? Really cool.
Mummy, it can't be.
I know,
but it must be.
I haven't heard better sax playing than that at the conservatorium.
Oh, thank you, KG. Oh, the rapture in those golden notes. What excruciatingly unbelievable rapture. Oh.
Well, it could be that in the near future, Dexter's going to be very busy with his music. And pardon me for mentioning this. It could be that you will be busy in the near future, making out your income tax return. And now, before you take me to task for mentioning such a thing, let me tell you that there's a bright side to this income tax business, and that is your taxation refund is ready-made saving. It is also money you can get full value for if you pay it into a Commonwealth Savings Bank account. Some people think their taxation refund check is money for nothing. How wrong they are. Your refund check is a refund of money you've earned. So make it work for you by paying it into a Commonwealth Savings Bank account. You can pay it into an existing account if you have one, or if not, open a new account with it. In the Commonwealth Savings Bank, the money will be completely safe until you want to buy something really worthwhile. So for taxation refunds and all your savings, Bank Commonwealth.
Remember, it's Sunday morning. If you blow that thing once more, I'll go stark staring mad.
Oh, yes, dear. A musician must have practice, practice, and more practice. After hearing myself back yesterday, I'm determined to make a new career of music.
After hearing you back yesterday, I've come to the conclusion there's something wrong with our tape recorder.
There's nothing wrong with a tape recorder. It's just that when you watch me play in person, you think I'm not as good because I'm your husband and you're looking at me.
Dexter, I've often looked at you scrubbing your teeth, but it didn't sound as bad as that.
Daddy, how could an ordinary tape recorder smooth out a lot of sour, wobbly notes?
It couldn't smooth out sour, wobbly notes if there were any sour, wobbly notes, which proves conclusively that there were definitely no sour, wobbly notes.
Janie, maybe our ears are beginning to deceive us.
You girls are deceiving yourselves. Even KG admitted my playing sounded like heaven itself.
I'm sorry, dear, but from where we were sitting, it sounded like it was coming from down, not up.
Oh, hi, Mary. What's the argument about?
Oh, the argument's the same one that's been going on since yesterday. Your father wants to make a career of saxophone playing.
Oh, gee, Dad, I'd forget that if I were you.
Why should I forget it? A man discovers a wonderful talent late in life, and his family squashes his ambitions.
I'll squash any ambition you have to make a fool of yourself.
Dad, I just saw Mr. Wilmot, and he's coming in right after lunch to discuss an important matter with you.
Yeah, I can guess what that'll be. He's going to offer me a full senior partnership in the firm. He's scared I'll join up with a top orchestra and leave Wilmot Frocks Limited.
Oh, Dexter, you wouldn't even remotely consider anything so stupid.
Well, not as a full-time musician, no. But I can see myself earning extra money playing in a band one or two nights a week.
Dad, please wait and hear what Mr. Wilmot has to say.
Wilmot. In future, he won't be able to call me Bird Brain Dutton. I'll be known throughout the district as Hot Lips Dutton. KG, you wanted to hear the record again, so Ashley played it for you. Does it sound any different?
No, Dexter, just as smooth and delightful as it did yesterday.
Kimberly, don't you think you'd better tell Dexter now what you told Janie and me just now?
Yes, but I've got another idea to get a promise out of him. Watch this.
What are you mumbling about over there?
Dexter, there's something I'd like you to know. Although I don't play anywhere near as well as you, I too play the saxophone.
You play the sax?
I do. Ashley, wind back the tape to the other position.
Okay.
What's going on?
Well, it just so happens that yesterday, while you and the girls were in town, I borrowed your sax and recorded my rendition of Smoke Gets in Your Eyes.
You recorded your rendition?
I did. Now, I want you to hear my playing and give me your honest opinion as a musician.
Oh, hell. Oh, all right. Go on, son. Switch it on.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, KG, what's right with it? Oh, it's nauseating and repulsive. Oh, Ashley, turn that thing off. It's churning up my stomach. Oh.
Oh, Kimberly, I don't think it was all that bad.
No, it was quite listenable.
Quite listenable? If I couldn't play any better than that, I'd never blow another note as long as I live.
Dexter, would you mind repeating that?
I said if I couldn't play any better than that, I'd never blow another note as long as I live.
Do you swear to that in your word of honor?
Well, of course I do.
That's all we want to know.
What's this all about?
Dexter, that wasn't my playing. You just heard it was yours.
My? Oh, that's a funny one.
It's true, Dad.
I don't play the sax at all.
The good playing you thought was yours, dear, was actually Neville Thomas's.
Daddy, don't be
too disappointed.
It was just a joke, dear.
I'm the one responsible, Dexter. I talked Ashley into putting over the gag.
We're sorry, Dad.
Dear, we like you just the way you are. We could see all along that you weren't cut out to be a musician.
We could all see that, Daddy.
Yeah, you could all see it except me. Jesse, no wonder I couldn't see anything. My eyes were too full of smoke.
Dexter decides what to do with his saxophone, I'd like to have a few words with all you young people who started work this year. Most of you will soon be receiving your income tax refund checks, and I'd like to offer you some good advice. Don't waste that money. Pay it into a Commonwealth Savings Bank account. If you haven't already got an account, then use the check to open one. Perhaps you may not know how to endorse the check. Well, don't let that worry you at all. Just walk into any Commonwealth Savings Bank office, and the friendly staff there will be only too happy to show you what to do. As I told you earlier, taxation refunds are ready-made savings, so you should make the most of them. And believe me, the best way to do that is to put the check with your other savings into the Commonwealth Savings Bank. At a later date, you can buy things that will give you lasting pleasure. For taxation refunds and all your savings, bank the friendly way. Bank Commonwealth.
If money can buy it, saving will get it. So bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start right today
to bank Commonwealth. Save Commonwealth Bank.
Life with Dex is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy Life with Dex at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account.